This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. There is no doubt it is a truly serious issue, overlooked or swept under the carpet for years, sexual assaults on college campuses, and people have been talking about it. I think we'd agree that every instance should be investigated and dealt with accordingly. But there's where it seems to be coming apart. What does it mean to deal with it? And whose job is that exactly? This month, in two cases being watched by higher ed institutions across the country, two male students filed separate lawsuits against the University of Texas. The men claimed they were unfairly treated after separate allegations of sexual assault were made against them. Neither student has ever been charged by authorities, but university officials have taken action to expel them. Joining us now, Samantha Harris, Director of Policy Research for the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. She's speaking with us from Philadelphia. Is that right?
Yes.
These cases wouldn't have had a chance of moving forward a few years ago. I think a lot of people would say, that's how little many college campuses seem to care about this issue. I mean, on the one hand, the university's proactive position would seem to many to be a positive move, no?
We are completely in agreement that universities, you know, and law enforcement need to be dealing with reports of sexual assault on campus. The problem has been that, you know, in an effort to correct the perceived problem of not taking these claims seriously enough, and in response to pressure from the federal government, a lot of universities have begun adopting procedures that deny students who are accused of sexual misconduct the right to a fair procedure, to a fair hearing on campus. And that's why we are seeing all of these lawsuits by accused students.
What I can't understand here is that not only has neither of these men, these John Does in these cases, been charged, in neither case did the university report anything to the police. Now, this is a public university, and due process wouldn't be suspended at the gates, would it? Or is there some certain clause that I'm overlooking here?
Public university students do have due process rights. Those rights are not the same as you would see in a criminal court, because despite the fact that it's a public institution, it's more akin to an administrative proceeding. But, you know, sexual misconduct is a serious offense. And, you know, being labeled as someone who has committed sexual misconduct can have potentially lifelong consequences. And so there needs to be some sort of fair procedure. I mean, I know, you know, for example, that one of the things that this student is alleging is that he wouldn't, in a hearing, have the right to confront his accuser. No right of cross-examination of the person who's accusing him of sexual misconduct. Now, in cases involving sexual misconduct, like other cases where credibility is very critical, mm-hmm. cross-examination is a really important part of a fair hearing. So, you know, like many universities, if this student is not allowed cross-examination, that really makes it much more difficult for him to have a fair hearing.
So what basically this comes down to is whether or not the university has, as these young men are alleging, whether they've been placed under political pressure to try to look tough to the world, that they're taking this seriously, and perhaps they're even trying to portray themselves as leaders on this issue. And yet, what are schools to do? I mean, if confronted by victims or alleged victims who say that they have been assaulted, what choice do they have if they're going to take this seriously?
Well, they have the choice to offer a fair hearing. I mean, taking it seriously does not mean depriving an accused student of any rights. You know, taking it seriously means conducting an investigation, and taking it seriously doesn't mean finding every accused student guilty without offering them a fair procedure, right?
Well, I guess that's the question. What would constitute a fair procedure, especially when you're dealing with the serious crime like sexual assault?
Well, I mean, you know, FIRE's position is that in a perfect world, law enforcement would be the primary people dealing with this. I mean, you don't typically hear about colleges adjudicating murder allegations or robbery allegations. Like those things, sexual assault is a violent felony. But because of Title IX, sexual assault is considered a form of sex discrimination, and Title IX prohibits sex discrimination in higher education. So for that reason, colleges have to have internal mechanisms for dealing with complaints of sexual misconduct on campus, apart from any law enforcement involvement. That's where these sort of shadow judicial systems have sprung up, and that's where these allegations of unfair procedures are taking place. But I think that it's precisely because of the seriousness of sexual misconduct that a fair procedure is so critical.
Samantha Harris, Director of Policy Research for the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.